that way.
I'm going to stop you there. We are not nominating you for Secretary of State. I know he made you a promise, but circumstances have changed.
The nature of promises, Linda, is that they remain immune to changing circumstances.
Garrett has thought long and hard about this, and he's decided we need you to stay in Congress.
When was this decision made? And why wasn't I part of a conversation?
I'm sorry, Frank. If it had been up to me, I wouldn't have waited this long to tell you.
So you knew you were going to do this?
It has been an evolving discussion.
It's a chicken shit move.
Frank.
I was vetted. Was that a ruse?
No.
Let's be absolutely clear. You wouldn't have won without me.
You're right. But now we have to lead. And that means making tough choices. As you know, education is a top priority for us, a complete federal overhaul. But it's not just education, Frank. Congress is split. We need you there more than we need you in the State Department.
I got you hired, Linda.
I know.
Donations, endorsements. I wrote the campaign's entire foreign policy platform. I bring years of Foreign Affairs Committee...
Frank, please.
I want to speak to Walker personally.
The decision is made. We need you, Frank. Will you stand beside us or not?
Of course, if that's what the president wants.
I'm very glad to hear that.
I'm curious. If not me, then who?
Michael Kern.
Michael Kern? Well, that is an excellent choice.
Can we make it real clear? I just want to make sure it doesn't look like we're neglecting our domestic...
No. I'm going to say that we're expanding our mission.
Okay.
And we're bringing on a new organization to help us.
Do you know which one yet?
I'm still looking into a few options, but, tell me, what did we agree on that we could hire how many new people? Six?
Six, maybe seven. We'll have enough. Ooh, it's exciting, huh? This, new direction we're heading. I just don't know where we're going to fit all the people.
Well, do you think we have to look into additional space?
No. I'll find a way.
Okay, so make the changes to the PowerPoint. Let's meet again at 2:30.
Okay.
It's me. I feel like an idiot leaving messages like this. Call me back.
What is it, Zoe?
I know you're going to have your hands full at the White House, so if you need someone to do research or punch out background...
I think I'll be fine.
Well, things get hectic, and you need any help.
So you can blog about rubbing shoulders with the big boys?
What did Lucas tell you?
Look, no offense, Zoe, but I don't have time to be anyone's training wheels.
I just thought... No, I was actually offering to lend a hand. That's it.
Got it. Thanks.
You didn't call. You didn't call me, Francis. 9 hours. You don't not call me. Not when it's this big.
You're right.